Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning today about the Chalos of Shabbos, about when Shabbos applies, how Shabbos applies, and this is not going to be your typical Shir and Hilchos Shabbos. Rather, we're really going to get down to some very essential points about the Etzem Shmiras HaShabbos. We're going to be basing our Shir on a beautiful article that I saw, brilliant in a sefer called Or Zeruah LaTzadik. And the Shir should be L'Refuas Toibi Yehudis Bas Tamagasya. And a young child, Zeb Eliezer Ben Chaya Shengel. And another young child, Eitan Meir Ben Rivka Ora. B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. And it should be L'Ilu Nishmas, Lipman Usher Ben Brindel, and Esther Bas Shmuel, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna. So, Refuas, Ilu Nishamas, and the Mirza Shem, the Siyata Dishmaya, this is going to give us a spiritual refuah, and it is going to raise up our neshamas while we are still alive. The Rambam, at the end of the seventh perek of his Perish Mishnayis and Chulin, writes that everything we do today, we do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why we do it. It's not because of what happened before. Rather, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. So we can understand from this that, and this began obviously at Sinai. So before we got to Sinai, we were in a place called Mara, as the Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin, on the Daf Vav Amud Beis. Now in Mara, we were commanded to keep Shabbos. That's what the Gemara there says. The Torah says we got to Mara. But the Gemara says we were commanded in Mara to keep Shabbos. However, the Shabbos of Mara is a different Shabbos than the Shabbos given at Sinai. The Shabbos we were given at Sinai is a different Shabbos than Mara. Mara is pre-Sinai. And then from Sinai on, we have a new Shabbos. Now, when did the first Sinai Shabbos happen? The answer is the week after Matan Torah. Torah was given, and then the following Shabbos was the first Sinai Dika Shabbos. And that Shabbos is a special chalos. It's not like any other Shabbos before that. It even says that Chazal say Mitzrayim already. They were relaxing on Shabbos. They were reading Megillahs. So, and Amara, the Gemara says, they were commanded on Shabbos. However, the Shabbos of Sinai is a new Shabbos. Shabbos they were commanded about at Sinai. And that began the week after the Shabbos after Matan Torah. Now I can already hear you jumping down my throat, Meir Dov. What are you saying? You're saying, what are you talking about? Everybody holds B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. Everybody holds that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So therefore, that would mean that the moment we got the Torah on Shabbos, and we heard Zachor Yitzim B'Shabbos L'Kadsho, and I would say Zachor and Shomer B'Diborecha, but the Gemara says we can't do that, only God can do it. Anyway, so since on Shabbos we were given the Torah, so from that moment on, we have a Sinai Dika Shabbos. So it doesn't start the week after the giving of the Torah. It should start on the very day of the giving of the Torah. Early in the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there were kolos, there were brachim, there was an anan kavod al ahar, everything was gishmak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to keep the Shabbos. So from that point on, we have a Sinai Dika Shabbos. And you can't say that the whole Ne'es Leis, the entire 25 or so hours of Shabbos, is one nekuda. As there's a discussion in the works of Jewish philosophy and Kabbalah, how to view time. So let's say we view this time of Shabbos as a nekuda achas, as one point. And therefore, since the beginning of Shabbos, before Matan Torah, before the Torah was actually given that first Shabbos, wasn't Shabbos. So that means that the hours afterwards are also not going to be Shabbos, because it's nekuda achas. But that's not true, because every second of Shabbos is an inyan bifnei atzmo. So you can't say that Shabbos is one nekuda, one point, and that if the beginning of Shabbos isn't Shabbos, then the whole Shabbos can't be Shabbos. Can't say that, because every second of Shabbos is its own independent unit. And even though at the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't Shabbos for us, that Friday night wasn't yet Shabbos, because the Torah hadn't yet been given. wasn't Shabbos from the perspective of Sinai. And then in the morning we got the Torah, and now Shabbos begins. And we see this, for example, about a katan. Let's say a katan brings two sirus on Shabbos. We know that in order for a katan to be a gadol, he needs shanim and he needs simanim. So what's the shanim and simanim? The shanim are 13 years, and the simanim are two pubic hairs. So let's say a katan gets his two pubic hairs in the middle of Shabbos. The second one grows in, mazel tov, you're a bar mitzvah boy. So if that happens in the middle of Shabbos, he's chayv in shmiras Shabbos. As a gadol, a ger is misgayer on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says in Erevin, in the fourth parak, halacha hey, he has to keep Shabbos. Whatever's left of Shabbos after the katan becomes a gadol, whatever's left of Shabbos after the ger, after the goy converts, he has to keep Shabbos. He has to keep the rest of Shabbos. So therefore, the hours after Matan Torah on that Shabbos, especially considering the fact that this is Matan Torah is like Eiris, so it's like we converted them, so it works out perfectly. So after we converted, avadui, we have the Milo of Shabbos, just like after Matan Torah. So why then was the first, why did we say earlier that the first real Shabbos was the Shabbos after Matan Torah? It should have been the Shabbos of Matan Torah from the point of Kabbalah Na. So lechora we could say that this din, that every moment of Shabbos is its own independent unit, was only mischadesh after some time passed after Matan Torah. And therefore, that first Shabbos wasn't yet considered Shabbos. And now we're going to explain what we mean. It says in the Pasuk, Mechaleleha Mos Yumas. This is a Pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Mechaleleha Mos Yumas. Now this Pasuk was said after Matan Torah. It wasn't said at the time of Matan Torah, because this is later on in Parashas Kisisa. Matan Torah is in Parashas Yisra. So on this pasuk in Parashas Kisisa of Mechaleleha Mos Yumas, the Mechilta says, Harei Hagoyim Shehikifu Etz Eretz Yisrael V'chilelu Yisrael Et HaShabbat. If Goyim surround Eretz Yisrael in order to attack it and capture it, and the Jewish people were Mechalel Shabbos, because that's the halacha, that if you have a Mechemes Mitzvah, if you have Pikuach Nefesh, we have to be Mechal Shabbos. Says the Medrash, in the Mechilta, Shelo Yu Yisrael Omer, the Jewish people shouldn't say, Ho El V'chilalno Es Mikzas and Mechalel Es Kula, since we are Mechalel part of Shabbos, we should be Mechalel the whole Shabbos. Talmud Loimar, Mechalele Hamos Yumas, Afilu Keherafayim. So therefore, you might think that once we are already mechalel part of Shabbos, in order to save ourselves, we should be mechalel ganz Shabbos, the whole Shabbos. We don't have to keep Shabbos anymore, this particular Shabbos, because once we're already mechalel, it's over. Says the pasuk, mechalel amos yumas afilu keharafayim. No, mechalel amos yumas. If a person mechalel Shabbos, even like the blink of an eye, we have no right to, once we are mechalel Shabbos, to continue being mechalel Shabbos. You have a heter to be Mechal Shabbos for Mechamis Mitzvah. The Goyim are surrounding Eretz Yisrael. The Mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos. But afterwards, once the war is over, so one has to keep the rest of Shabbos. So the question is, why did Mechilta bring this Svara, this Limud, that you have to keep every moment of Shabbos, even if you're ready Mechal Shabbos, you have to keep the rest of Shabbos, even if you're Mechal Shabbos Beheter. Why did they bring this Mitzias that's so uncommon of Goyim surrounding Eretz Yisrael? The reason we would say, if not for the pasuk of Mechalel Amos Yumas, that since if we are Mechalel part of Shabbos, we can be Mechalel the whole Shabbos. In Pashtus, the reason is, because if not for the pasuk of Mechalel Amos Yumas, we would have said that the entire period of Shabbos is like one Nekuda, and this Nekuda is not Mischalek, like the Ragachavar explains in his Gevaldika Perish on the Torah. So you might have had such a notion, you might have entertained the notion. What happens when you entertain a notion? The notion has a spectacular time. You might have entertained the notion that Shabbos is one nekuda, and nekuda achas einam mischalekes, and one nekuda can't be split up. And therefore, once the nekuda of Shabbos is mechula, once one has violated Shabbos, the whole Shabbos is considered violated. And therefore, if you keep Shabbos the rest of Shabbos, it doesn't help, since Shabbos is already mechula ve'omeid. For example, that's like the famous Ravid. If you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir that were Nitma, so according to the Ravid, they don't have to be careful about being Tamei. Because once they're ready Mechulul, once they're ready Nitma, so then they don't have to worry about becoming further Tamei. So, and that's incidentally like the famous Eitzah of Rav Gorin for Kohanim to be doctors. That he says, it says, Chera v'reiko cholo, that metal that touches the dead body is like the dead body. So have metal that became Tamei Meis. Kohen's allowed to touch that metal. Have him touch that metal, and at the same time, he can become Tamei Meis. Since he's already in contact with that he's allowed to be in contact with that, now let him further come into contact with the Meis, and that's Mutter. In any event, at least that's the way I understood what Rav Gorin said. But Rav Gorin got a lot of not so many people agree with that Eitzah with his friends. So we mamish got off the topic. So let's fly right back onto the topic. What was the topic? The topic was that you might think the Medrash is telling you that since you are mechallel a little bit of Shabbos, you are mechallel mixes Shabbos, you could be mechallel the whole Shabbos because it's one nekuda and the nekuda is not mischalik, and therefore once Shabbos is mechulelus, it's already violated, so you don't have to keep the rest of it. Comes the limud of mechallel mos yumas and says keherif ayin, that every herif ayin, every eye blink of Shabbos is an nekuda bifnei atzma, is its own point. And therefore, every second, you're chayef to keep Shabbos. So since this halacha that every second of Shabbos is its own independent unit, and it doesn't depend on whether you kept the previous second of Shabbos or you didn't, every second of Shabbos has its own separate chalos. So the pasuk was mechadesh, that after Matan Torah in Parashas Kisisa, every second of Shabbos is an inyan bifnei atzma. What about at Bishas Matan Torah, that first day when the Jews got the Torah, and that Shabbos, in the year 2448, when this pasuk had not yet been said? So you might then, the whole me'es le'es of Shabbos, the entire period of Shabbos, the entire duration of Shabbos, would be one nekuda. Umimela, that Shabbos, you wouldn't have to keep. Because once it was already not Shabbos earlier, it only became Shabbos in the middle of the day, then you wouldn't have to keep the rest of that Shabbos. So what did we say? We said that why would only the second Shabbos be a Sinai Shabbos, but the first Shabbos not? The answer is because when they got the first Shabbos, they didn't keep part of it. The rest of it, then they got Shabbos that morning. And since the chiddush of keheref ayin, that every second of Shabbos is an independent unit, and regardless of what happened earlier, you have to keep that second of Shabbos, since that only was taught to the Jewish people after the first Shabbos, that means the first Shabbos, we stay with the havamina, with our original notion. And that is that once you're mechallel Shabbos, Shabbos is a nekuda achatz, it's mechule, and that nekuda is mechulelas ve'omedes, that point, one point of Shabbos is already considered violated, and once Shabbos is violated, then you don't have to keep the rest of Shabbos. However, really we have to say the truth is that this havamina, that since we are mechallel part of Shabbos, we should be mechallel, we're allowed to be mechallel the whole Shabbos, is not because we would think, if not for the pasuk of Mechalel Mos Yumas, that the entire Shabbos is one nekuda. Rather, it's for another reason. Why? Because according to the svara that the entire duration of Shabbos is one nekuda, and that's the svara that we were thinking that we would apply to the first Shabbos. And that's why once Shabbos is mechulul, you would think that you can be mechalel the whole Shabbos. So kamash on the pasuk Mechalel Mos Yumas that you can't. But that svara, that the entire Me'etz Lais of Shabbos, when I say Me'etz Lais again, I mean the whole period of Shabbos, the whole 9 yards, the whole 25 hours of Shabbos, is one nekuda. You have to say that svara even when a yachid is mechalel Shabbos. And even when a yachid is mechalel Shabbos be'isser. Once a person is mechalel Shabbos, regardless of the reasons why, he no longer has to keep the rest of Shabbos. That should have been the havamina and the mechilta. So why? That's what we asked earlier. Now we're getting back to our question. Why did the mechilta use this strange hechitimtze, this strange metzias, this strange tziur of goyim sheikifus, Eretz Yisrael, that goyim surrounded Eretz Yisrael to attack Eretz Yisrael, which is such an uncommon occurrence? Well, right now they're surrounding us 24 hours a day. But surrounding us in war that allows Jews to be Mechalel Shabbos is such an uncommon occurrence. So the Medrash should have said something so much more practical. If a person was Mechalel Shabbos, you might think that he doesn't have to keep the rest of Shabbos. So comes the pasuk and says, Mechalel Amos Yumas. So if the Svara was that Shabbos is a Nekuda Achas, that's the Havamina. And once you're Mechalel that Nekuda, the whole Shabbos is now Mechuleles, the whole Nekuda of Shabbos is Mechuleles because it's a Nekuda Achas. And only then the Pasuk is coming to teach you that it's not so, and that's the Chiddush in the later Parsha of Kisisa, of Mechalel Amos Yumas. If that's what it was coming to teach us, then the Torah in the first place, the Medrash would not have used this strange case of Goyim having surrounded Eretz Yisrael. So from this is mashma, from the fact that he uses this weird, strange case, so it's mashma that it's a davar pashut, even without the limud from the pasuk of Mechaleleha, that every second of Shabbos is a inyan bifnei atzmo, is its own independent unit. And therefore, with respect to a yachid that was Mechalel Shabbos, there is no svara to say that since he was mechalel part of Shabbos, he should be mechalel the whole Shabbos. And the only time we need this limud from mechalel mos yumas, that if you're mechalel part of Shabbos, you might think that you can be mechalel the whole Shabbos, kamash v'lan that you can't, is only in this mitzias of goyim sheikifus Eretz Yisrael, when the goyim surrounded Eretz Yisrael, as we are going to explain. So right now, where we're holding now, sweetest friends, in this very deep pilpul, is that we thought originally that the havamin of the Medrash is that Shabbos is an akuda achas, and once you violate that point, you violated the whole Shabbos, and there was no reason to keep the rest of Shabbos. And that's why we needed the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa to say, no, Mechalel Amos, you must, keheref, afilu keheref ayin, that every second of Shabbos is an inyan bifnei atzmo, is its own unit. And therefore, regardless of what you did earlier, it's not an akuda achas. And for that we wanted to say, so it's not in Torah that they didn't keep the first part of Shabbos. They wouldn't have to keep the rest of Shabbos. However, now we're saying that it can't be that that's the Havamin of the Medrash. Because if that were the Havamin of the Medrash, that if you're a Mechalel part of Shabbos, since the Nekuda Achas, the whole Shabbos is Mechuleles, the whole Nekuda is Mechuleles, and it's not going to help you to keep the rest of Shabbos, if that's what the Medrash was thinking, then it wouldn't have used this Metzias of Goyim Sheikifus Eretz Yisrael, which is such an uncommon occurrence. Rather, what would the Medrash have said? Very simply, a Yachid was Mechalel Shabbos, period, Nekuda. That happens all the time, unfortunately. Shogeg, b'mezit, lo mishaneh. Yochid mechal Shabbos. You might think that Shabbos is mechulelis. Kamash malo mechal amos yumas afilu keherifayim. That's what the Medrash should have said. From the fact that the Medrash didn't say that, it means that it was pashut to the Medrash that Shabbos is not an akuda achas. Every moment of Shabbos is an inyan b'fnei atzmo. And why then is the havamin of the Medrash that once they were mechal Shabbos, you can be mechal the whole Shabbos, and that's why we need the pasuk to disabuse us from that notion. So the answer is that's only talking about a case of goyim sheikifus Eretz Yisrael. That's a yotzei min haklal. There you would have such a havamina. Why? That we haven't yet explained. For that we need what a doctor has to have a lot of, sweetest friends. And that is patience. Okay, so we'll understand this. At first we are makdim the following halacha, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, famous Gemara, Avakanta Gemara, and Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. Hayimahalik, b'midbar, gaitman, in desert arayim, a person's walking in the desert, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is supposed to come out. He didn't bring his calendar with him today. Obviously, we have our Blackberries, and our iPods, and our telephones, and we have so many different things in our bodies that are going to tell us what day it is, what time it is in all places in the world. We can speak to anybody, look at anybody, touch anybody. I just think that the possibilities in today's world are just amazing. But we're talking about a Metzias. many years ago, or even today, the guy never feels his knapsack with all of his gadgets he left somewhere else, and who pashut lo yodea ervais nish, when Shabbos is falling out. Such a mitzvah. So what should he do? Says the Gemara, he should count 6 days, and he should keep the seventh day. Now the Radbaz, in his Tshuvas, in Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Vav, says that when he is keeping Shabbos, when he counts 6 days, and then keeps the seventh day as Shabbos, so that Shabbos is Doraisa. This is no joke. That Shabbos is an emissary Doraisa Dika Shabbos. Because the Cholot doesn't make sense. How can you say that if a guy is walking in the desert and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, because he counts, he's going to be Poel Amitzius of Shabbos. He's going to create Shabbos by his count. And the Kasha is even stronger. If Shabbos was Talui in the counting of the Beis Din, so you could explain B'dochak, that somebody who doesn't know the Kviyas of Shabbos according to the sphere of Beis Din, so then he can make his own Shabbos, because Shabbos is connected to our own sphere, our own minion. But since Shabbos is Mekatcha V'kaimo, since Shabbos is already holy, like the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza, and Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Shabbos already from the very beginning of time, from the beginning of when Hashem rested on Shabbos, Shabbos is Mekatcha V'kaimo, you don't need a Beis Din, it comes all by itself, it's not totally in the pool of Am Yisrael. So how can we say that because of this fellow's count of 6 days, he creates a Doraisa Dika Metzias of Shabbos? The answer is that it's clear from this that the Kviyus of Shabbos, determining Shabbos, is Talui in the fact that it's the seventh day in the count of the Jewish people. Now, the Jewish people don't have to count before all the 7 days. It's enough that it's coming automatically, that we know that this day is the seventh day. But it's still Talui in the fact that we know that this is the seventh day of our minyan, it's the seventh day of our count. But if there is no seventh day of a count, because it doesn't come in mail, the guy's in the desert. Forget about the guy in the desert for a second. The Am Yisrael forgets when Shabbos is. The Gan's Klal Yisrael forgets what Shabbos is. So in such an instance, the seventh day won't be Shabbos. I'm saying this is a Chiddush, sweetest friends, like I've never seen a Chiddush before. That if from this Gemara, it's Muchach, that all of Am Yisrael, they all completely forget Shabbos, Chaman al Itzlan, then the seventh day isn't Shabbos. We don't know when it is. We don't know when it is, because it is Talu in our minyan, in our counting. And that the Gemara says that Shabbos is Makacha V'kaima, it's holy in standing, that means that the Kedusha of Shabbos is Shayich to Am Yisrael, who is Mekadesh Shabbos. So yes, Shabbos is Mekadesh V'kaima, but it also means Klal Yisrael. No Klal Yisrael, they lose their minion, no Shabbos. And based on this, we can understand the Radbaz, that the din of Mishamer Yom Echad is a din d'oraisa, count 6 days and keep the seventh. Because the Kviyus of Shabbos is Talui, I mean, there's 2 days there. One is first day and then 6 days. The other is 6 days and then the seventh is Shabbos. But either way, however you're looking at it, the Radbaz paskins that it's d'oraisa, to keep to 6 days of weekday and the seventh day of Shabbos, because the Kviyus of Shabbos is Talui in the minion of Yisrael. And therefore, the seventh day of the Yachid, when he doesn't know at all when Shabbos is supposed to fall out, he creates a Shabbos with his minion. So just like if Gan's Klal Yisrael would forget Shabbos, there wouldn't be Shabbos because it's Talui in the minion of Klal Yisrael. So to a Yachid who gets lost in the desert and completely forgets when Shabbos is, there's no way of knowing, and he just counts it, he creates a Metzius of Shabbos. And even according to the Sheet of Rashi, And azoy paskent men lahalacha. And orachayim simin shindalad men. That the din of mishamer yom echa, that you're keeping one day of Shabbos, is only a din derabbanan. Lezikaron ba'alma. Sheyehelo shem yom chol, yehelo sham yom choluk mishar yom. V'lo teshtakach toris Shabbos mimenu. Rashi says, is it din derabbanan to remember that there's such a thing as Shabbos? So that you don't you don't forget that there's such a thing as Shabbos. So therefore, as a din derabbanan lezikaron, they had you keep 6 days of weekday and the seventh day of Shabbos. So it's muchach, even from Rashi, that this, that he's keeping, the seventh day is Shabbos, it's not only a simon, rather, because of his minyan, that's the sibah of the Yom HaShvi. It's not just the simon that the Yom HaShvi is that he counted, but rather, the sibah of Shabbos is that he counted, and we've discussed this in other shiurim. We have a shiur on this in Parashas Shemini B'Siyata D'Shmaya about this whole chakira of Siman and Siba. Many, many areas of halacha. You have the, earlier we talked about the simanim of a bar mitzvah boy. Is that what makes him a gadol? The simanim? Or is that an indication that he's a gadol, but if he's a gadol for another reason? But the way we know, the indication is that he has simanim. Or no, is what makes a gadol, that's what creates a gadol, simanim, together with shana. So the shaila is here about Shabbos. You might think that it is a simon, that since you counted 6 days, so that's an indication now that the seventh day should be Shabbos. Shelo teshtakach toras Shabbos mimenu, that you don't forget about Shabbos. No, it's more than that. It's a siba that your counting of the 6 days is a siba. That's what creates the seventh day as Shabbos, the Rabbanan. And even though Rashi says, Lezikaron is why the rabbis made the original Takana. They did it as a Zikaron, they made this Takana, that there's going to be such a thing as Shabbos, so that you don't forget Torah's Shabbos. But once they made this Takana, and you count 6 days, that seventh day, is you created with your minyan, with your counting, a Shabbos, the Rabbanan. So not only according to the Radbaz, does your minyan create Mamash Shabbos Deoraisa, but according to Rashi, that it's only a din derabbanan, but your Shabbos created this din derabbanan of Shabbos. It's not just a simon that it's Shabbos; it's a siva. And the proof is that in order for one day to be Cholok Mishaar Yom. As Rashi says, we want this day to be different than other days in order to remember Torah's Shabbos. So what does it matter which day you keep? Any day you keep, you'll remember there's such a thing as Shabbos. So why is it li'kuva that you have to count 6 days and then the seventh day is Shabbos? It must be because the counting of 6 days creates Shabbos. Moreover, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, how a person walking in the desert should count the days from the time that he realized he forgot. Rav Huna holds, and that's the halacha kibriyas v'shalolam. You count 6 days of the week, and then you count Shabbos. And Chiya Barav holds, that you hold like you do like Adam Arishon, that his first day is Shabbos, and then 6 days, Mishamer Yom Echad, and then Monashisha. Now apparently, in order that one day should be different than the other days, there shouldn't be a chilik li'ikuva if you count kibriyas shel olam, first day Shabbos, the first 6 days, and then the seventh day Shabbos, or like Adam Arishon, that the first day was created before Shabbos, and then the next 6 days are the weekday. So why should that be ma'akev? Any way you count, this day will be different than the other days. So why does Rav Huna hold dafka kibriyas v'shalolam and Chiya Barav holds dafka ka'adam arishon? So it's mashma from this that because through his counting he is being koveya Shabbos. He is being koveya this din derabbanan of Shabbos. So it's a siba, it's not a simon. His counting creates the Shabbos. And therefore, since your counting creates the Shabbos, it can't just be haphazard. Whatever you want to make Shabbos this day, make Shabbos that day. No. There's a real chalos here in your counting. Your counting is going to create Shabbos, so we have a special hakpada how you count. If it was just a simen, so then it really shouldn't matter. If you weren't creating Shabbos, if it's the zikaron, so just keep any day. What does it matter? But here, no. First, either keep six days of weekday and then Shabbos, or 6 days of one day of Shabbos and then 6 days of weekday. So that means that the counting here is very, very important. Why is the counting so significant? The answer is because the counting creates the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Midrabbanan, according to Rashi, and according to the Radbaz, Midaraisa. So that's a very big chiddush. Now, from the fact that through the counting of the Takanas Chachamim, of Mahalich B'Midbar, that the Takanas Chachamim was, that you count either like you may have Bria, like the creation of the world, 6 weekdays and then Shabbos, or like Adam HaRishon, and this isn't going to be Shabbos, Because you just started counting. It could be you started counting in the middle of the week and this guy's going to be keeping Shabbos on Tuesday. So it must be that, and yet you're creating Shabbos on that Tuesday. So your counting creates a Shabbos. So we have to say then that when we know when Shabbos is supposed to fall out, so Shabbos is created also by our minion. Because if our minion had no chalos at all, if it had no significance at all, if it had no power, then how can a guy in the midbar count his Shabbos and create a Shabbos? Midaraisa, midarabanan, what does his counting do? The answer is, we see that in a normal state of affairs, our counting is significant, so we don't mamish have to count. As long as we know the minyan. We know the minyan of the 7 days, we know now it's Yom Shlishi, it's Yom Revi, it's Yom Chamishi. As long as you know the minyan, the minion of Klal Yisrael is what creates, is what sanctifies Shabbos. And that's what gives a Jew the koach to create a Shabbos midrabbanan. And again, according to the Radbaz, it's even more. His counting creates it midaraisa. Now, there's a Yisod in the Achronim. This is spoken about by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in a number of places, that when you talk about a minyan, when you talk about a counting, counting is not a mitzvah. Counting in Judaism has no true mitzvah, is no true reality. When does counting get a mitzvah? It's only when it's connected to Torah. And that's what's poel the mitzvah of minyan, that it's connected to an inyan of Torah. As the Gemara says, B'choras Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Mitzvasei Achshida, that a mitzvah gives it chashivas, or an iser gives it chashivas. So the counting is given chashivas when it's connected to some Torah Dike Inyan. And therefore, there's a svara to say that when somebody forgets a day of Sfiras HaOmer, he can't count afterwards with a bracha. Because since it says in the Torah, Tmimos Tiyana, every day's counting, it has to be complete counting, every day has to include the previous days. When you say today's 2 days of the Omer, it has to include the first day. When you say today's 8 days in the Omer, it has to include the first 7. And if you missed a day, then you no longer have Tmimos. That's incidentally why, based on this svara, if a person knows he's going to have to miss a day, later on a person chas shalom having surgery, and he knows he's going to sleep through the whole day, so there's a big discussion in Achronim, is he allowed to start counting in the first place? There's not going to be Tmimos. But if you understand that Tmimos is that every day it has to include all the previous days, so then you can count. The 8th day, the 9th day, the 10th day, if he has to miss the 12th, okay? So the 12th will miss, but it's not a bracha lebatala, because each day was tamim. Each day included the previous day. Just once he misses a day, then he can't count from then on, because then it's not going to be Tmimos anymore. It's not going to include all of the previous days, because the day was missed. And so too, you see with an Eved that was freed in the middle of Sfira, he cannot count with a bracha after he was free, even if he counted before he was free. But since his earlier sphira wasn't a mitzvah, the sphira didn't have a mitzvah. So that shows you that in Torah, in order for counting to be considered a true minyan, it has to be connected to a mitzvah or an aveira. And since an evet, his counting wasn't a mitzvah, it wasn't a mitzvah, so now that he's counting, he can't count for his freed on the 15th day. He can't count the sphere from the 15th day and on. Because even if he counted on the earlier days, but his counting wasn't a true mitzvah, because it wasn't connected to a mitzvah, because he wasn't chayiv. And therefore we see that a minyan, in order for a minyan to be a true minyan, it has to be connected to a mitzvah. So a person's counting, a regular person who's not an evet, it has to include all the previous days. And therefore, if an evet is freed in the middle of sfira, since his earlier counting is not going to have a mitzias, therefore, since his earlier counting wasn't a mitzias when he was still an evet, because it wasn't a mitzvah, he cannot count from here on in after he's freed. Because then it's not tmimos. Tmimos is when you have a complete counting of mitzias. It's a true counting. And it's only a true counting if it's connected to a mitzvah. And his wasn't a mitzvah when he first started. It's only after he was freed that it became a mitzvah. But that's not tamim, because now his counting doesn't include the previous days. And the famous question is, what about a katan that became a gadol in the middle of sfira? So you could say that he can't count with a bracha after he got older. This is a famous discussion in the poskim. Wow, you can write a whole book on this topic. About a katan shenis gadol be'emsa sfira. My son Shmuley Shlita is actually having his bar mitzvah next Chol HaMoed Pesach. And Chai Nissan, you're invited, by the way. Come, Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, the old city. You're invited. So, Tavshin Sam, Tavshin Ayin, Mitzvah Hashem. So, Be'ezus Hashem. I hope I'm alive. I hope everybody's alive. All the good guys. So, and I hope the bad guys become good. In any event, so I was thinking, oh, what's this Yerusha going to be on? Maybe Kadosh Shem is God, Lebem says Sphira. But that's such an old topic. So many people spoke about it. So I thought maybe we talk about the Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And there's actually a special connection between Tefillin and Chol HaMoed for a Bar Mitzvah boy. So a lot of times Bar Mitzvah boys talk about Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. So I don't know, we have what to talk about. We have a little bit of time until we get there. But what about a Kadosh Shem is God, Lebem says Sphira? So the first 2 days the first 2 days, Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin, before his Bar Mitzvah, so his counting was only Derabbanan. And you can't say that the counting Derabbanan made his earlier sphira a mitzias, even Midoraisa, because of Mitzvah Sayachshave, because the Mitzvah Derabbanan gave it Chashivus, because, according to numerous Deos, Mitzvahs Derabbanan are only on the Gavra and not on the Cheftzah. They're on the person and not on the object. And therefore you can't say that through a mitzias of tzfira that the Rabbanan put on the Gavra, that the father has to be mechanich his son in sphira sa'omer, you can't say that the son's sphira is going to get a chashivus and a mitzias with respect to inyanim d'oraisa. So therefore, his earlier counting wasn't a mitzias, because it was only... He wasn't doing it as a bar chiyuv. He wasn't yet chayiv midoraisa. And it was just merely a chiyuv on the gavra to do it. But the chefza, there's no chefza the mitzvah here. The chefza of the sphira isn't accounting. He just had to do it. But it isn't enough to be considered midoraisa mitzias. Midoraisa is of a completely different order than a midrabanan. So the only question is, what about this man hazeh? Bizman hazeh, Sfira Sa'omer even for Gedolim is only Durabbanan. But maybe it's not so pashut, because even Durabbanan, sometimes you have a Chad Durabbanan, Trey Durabbanan, Katan's two Durabbanan, Gedolim is only one Durabbanan. So it's not so pashut. Even what would be Bizman hazeh? Although, incidentally, this Sfar is said by certain people that by Sfira you don't need a mitzvah of counting, only need a mitzias of counting. But if you accept the Yisod, that in order for it to be a mitzias, it has to be a mitzvah, and you have to say, not only does it have to be a mitzvah, it has to be a mitzvah d'oraisa, in order for it to be considered a mitzias d'oraisa, so then a katan wouldn't be able to count if he got older in the middle of sphira. Okay, so that is, kimidumani that the minig incidentally is that katanim do start counting. Just tonight, my next door neighbor, Aroni ben Yashar, had his bar mitzvah. He mamish became a gadol on this very night, on the 35th night of the Yomer. Suddenly he started to count. I can ask him. I can believe that if you see him, Aroni ben Yashar, you can ask him if he started to count. But I think kimidumani the minig is that kids do continue counting with a bracha after they become bar mitzvah. Anyway, let's get back to our show. So we went a little bit on a detour. We talked a little bit about Sfiras Omer. Let's get back to Shabbos. So from this we can understand that he also been ogea the minion of the seventh day that the Jewish people count, that through this minion or through this knowledge of the minion of the 7 days, they are koveya Shabbos. So we see that the mitzias of the minion is only because the minion is nogea the dinei Shabbos. If there was no mitzvah Shabbos, there would be no mitzias of Yom HaShvi. Now let's get back to our Tyre Goyim. When the Goyim surrounded Eretz Yisrael, so then the minion of 7 days is no longer nogeya. This seventh day is no longer nogeya to the Jewish people. Why? Because Al Pi Torah, what happens when the Goyim attack? Sweetest friends, when the Goyim attack the Jewish people and they want to wage war, you know what the halacha is? The halacha is that we all have to go out and fight them. And it says, a mulchemes mitzvah, it says in the Rambam, everybody goes out. Filu achasim mechedro, v'kalam mechupasa. So comes the seventh day. The goyim are surrounding Eretz Yisrael. We all have to go out. Not only aren't we commanded to keep this Shabbos, but adarabba, there's a mitzvah that with this Shabbos we shouldn't keep. The mitzvah is to go out and wage the war, not keep the Shabbos. And if that's true, then you know what we lost? We lost our seventh day. Incidentally, it's interesting, the Gemara says Mona Shisha Yami, and then you keep one day, if you don't know when Shabbos is. The Lashon of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch is Mona Shiva Yami. All 7 days have to be counted. So the minion of being Shabbos, you have to know that it's Shabbos. It has to have a mitzias of Shabbos. Your minion has to have a halachic mitzias. If the goyim are surrounding Eretz Yisrael, that means that all Jews are chayav to wage war. And that means that, as we said earlier, since the Jewish people create Shabbos with their minion, that means that it's always Shabbos. It's no longer Shabbos. Because there's no more mitzvahs of Shabbos anymore. Because it's a mitzvah for the Jews not to keep this Shabbos. To be mechal Shabbos, to go out and wage war. If that's the case, this is majestic. If that's the case, we can understand the havamin of the mechilta. The mechilta had said, "Hol v'chilalnu miktsasa, mechalel es kula." I would think that since we are mechal part of Shabbos when the goyim surrounded Eretz Yisrael, we could be mechal the rest of Shabbos. Remember we said that it's only this specific case. Only the case of goyim surrounding Eretz Yisrael. That's the only time you would have a havamin, you could be mechal the rest of Shabbos. And not a yachid. And we want to understand why that is. The answer is, because if all of the Jewish people were mechal Shabbos, that means that the mitzias of Yom HaShvi is misbatel. It's no longer Shabbos. And that's why we would have such a havamin. So l'chor you could ask that it's true that since the part of the day that the goyim surrounded Eretz Yisrael is no longer the seventh day, our minyan was misbatel. So you're right. So during these hours, it's not the seventh day. But since every moment of Shabbos is an inyan bifnei atzmo, we said that what was the havamina here that you wouldn't have to keep Shabbos? Not because the rest of Shabbos after Mechal Shabbos. Not because Shabbos is a nekuda achas. Because if the whole sfer was the Shabbos in nekuda achas, and once that nekuda is mechulo, the whole Shabbos is mechulo, so then it would even be a yachid was Mechal Shabbos, you would have a havamina, even you wouldn't have to keep the rest of Shabbos. So we said, what then is the havamina? The havamina is that all of the Jewish people are Mechal Shabbos. And therefore the whole Metzius of Yom HaShvi is Misbatel. It's no longer because as we said, we create the Shabbos with our count, with our knowledge of the fact that the days are passing by and we know which day it is. That's the Koach of Klal Yisrael. So if that's the case, but that in the end, the Mechilta never even entertained the notion that the Shabbos is in the Kuda Achas. But rather, each Nakuda of Shabbos is an Inyan Bifnei Atzmo. Then after the Jewish people all went out, they waged the war, and now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they smashed Saddam, they smashed Bin Laden, they smashed all the Rishon, Ken Yovdu Kolevecha Hashem. They decimated them. They destroyed them. Now it's 2 o'clock. Now we gotta put our suits back on, with our ties, with our hats if you wear one, and we have to keep the rest of Shabbos, sit down to Shabbos lunch, sing Zmiras, no Chilul Shabbos. So why would we have a Havamina that just because we were Mechal, the Maskana, you're not allowed to be Mechal the rest of Shabbos. But why would we have a Havamina that since you were Mechal the first part of Shabbos, you don't have to keep the rest of Shabbos? Enachinami. It wasn't Shabbos when we were all going out to war. Because Shabbos is Vitelu Muvitelus, because Am Yisrael isn't keeping Shabbos. Terrific. But the rest of Shabbos you have to keep. Every Shabbos is every rega of Shabbos, every moment of Shabbos is an independent unit of Shabbos. So just because you were Mechal the earlier Shabbos earlier doesn't mean you can be Mechal Shabbos later. So why does the Medrash have the Mechilta have such a Havamina? And Alachas Kama V'Kama. Let's say you're talking about an instance where the Goyim attacked us after Shabbos already came in. So now, before, we already had Shabbos. Shabbos came in, we sang, Licha dodi, likras kalopinei, oi Shabbos. You were in a 2.5 hour Karlbach minion. And it wasn't the Goyim waited for the minion to finish and then they attacked. So Shabbos already came in. So how can you say that there's a Havamina that since, well, even after Shabbos came in, since you had to be Mechal Shabbos, you had to wage the war, when the war ends, if it ends on Shabbos, you don't have to keep the rest of Shabbos. Why would I think such a thing? Shabbos comes right back in, as it was originally. The explanation is that Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, the seventh day, is one inyan that can't be broken up into pieces. And therefore, if there is a moment of Shabbos that doesn't have a mitzius of Shabbos, guess what happens? The rest of Shabbos is not going to be Shabbos. Since Shabbos is an inyan echad she'eino mischalek, Shabbos can't be split up. And therefore, if one moment of Shabbos doesn't have a mitzius of Shabbos, then the whole Shabbos isn't Shabbos. And therefore, when the Goyim surrounded Eretz Yisrael, even if they came in the middle of Shabbos, limafreya, the whole Shabbos is misbatel limafreya retroactively. Even earlier on, Shabbos wasn't Shabbos. You're right. You brought in Shabbos. You said lechadodi. It was 2.5 hours. Oh yes, I was trying to think of how the Karlbach minyan starts Lechuna Ranana, and I just lost the two of my sweetest friends. So I hope you'll help me at home, wherever you are. You're down under in Australia. You're in South Africa. You're in Spokane, Washington. Wherever you might be, sweetest friends, I want you to do for me right now how you start Lechuna Ranana on a Karlbach minyan. And the next time you see me walking down the street. I want you to stop me, and I want you to sing to me the Lechuna Ranana. Okay? Thank you very much. So you sang Lechuna Ranana, you started Shabbos came in. However, since later on, a moment of Shabbos doesn't have a mitzias of Shabbos, l'mafreya retroactively, it turns out that your Kabbalah Shabbos wasn't even a Kabbalah Shabbos. Because Shabbos is either all Shabbos, the whole day is Shabbos, or it's not Shabbos at all. And since Shabbos is Vayonach B'Yom HaShvi, the way God rested, and when God rested, kiviyachol, it was the whole day. So too, our Shabbos has to be the whole day of Mitzvahs of Shabbos. Now, this is not a steward of what we said earlier, that every moment of Shabbos is an independent unit. Because once you already have a Metzius of Shabbos, so Kedushas Shabbos is Chal on every moment of Shabbos. Bifnei Atzma. And therefore a Katan. A Katan brings two Cyrus in the middle of Shabbos. He's got to keep Shabbos. Why? Because there's already a Metzius of Shabbos in the world. And he just wasn't Chayiv in it yet. And now that he becomes Chayiv in Shabbos, so now that he has two Cyrus, he's Chayiv in Shabbos. Because every moment of Shabbos is a new moment. It's only when we lost that on our seventh day altogether, which is an instance when the Goyim surrounded Eretz Yisrael. When you're Poel, when you're Koveya, the Metzius of Shabbos, you can't say that part of Shabbos is going to be a Metzius and part of Shabbos is not going to be a Metzius. Thus can manage the other. You can't say that part of Shabbos is Shabbos, part of Shabbos is Shabbos. What can you say? You can say that once the whole Shabbos is going to have a Metzius of Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, the Goyim didn't attack Eretz Yisrael. You're just dealing with a Kadm that became a Gagal on Shabbos. He grew two Cyrus in Shabbos. Or we were surrounded by Goyim. We were surrounded by Goyim. So I'm still involved in the war. But now we're getting to our Ger. A Gershon is Geir of the Shabbos, like we saw from the Yerushalmi. Since there's a Metzius of Shabbos in the world, he has to keep Shabbos from the moment he becomes a Jew. Even if it's, 1:30 Shabbos afternoon. He becomes Jewish. That's it. Mila, he had Mila before Shabbos. Tfila, Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Boom! They say to him right afterwards, now you gotta go to, what's it called? There's Mincha now. Now there's Mincha. Now he's Chayav Davening Shabbos Mincha. And he can't drive to Mincha, he's a Yid. Maybe he drove to Shul on Shabbos because he was a Goy. Goy Sheshav Eschayiv Misa. And then he converted in Shul. And then he got out of there and when he left Shul, he had to walk home. Because as long as there's a Metzius of Shabbos, every second of Shabbos is an Inyan Bifnei Atzma. What we're saying is, this is Zechidush Madhim. That the Jewish people create Shabbos with their count, as we saw from the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, count 6 days, that creates a Metzius of Shabbos. Otherwise, we said it wouldn't matter which day you're keeping Shabbos. If it's just a Zikaron, what does it matter? No. But the rabbis wanted you to make a Zikaron. That was the reason they made this Takana. But once they made the Takana, your counting creates a Shabbos. And there was the Akpada, how you count. We create the Shabbos with our counting. And therefore, regularly, when the Jews have Shabbos, it's because we know that the days are passing, we know what each day is. But if there's a Metzius that Kol Yisrael is Chayav, Lotzeis L'Mulchama, and that means that Shabbos is cancelled for those few hours, that means that L'Mafreya, it was never Shabbos to start with. Because Shabbos either is or it isn't. And this Shabbos, it turns out that it isn't, because Goyim Shekifu is Eretz Yisrael. And now, sweetest, most beloved friends, we get back to Shabbos Matan Torah. We wanted to know why Shabbos of Matan Torah wasn't considered the first Sinai Shabbos. It was only the second Shabbos after Matan Torah. Only then was it the first Shabbos of Sinai. We said, why should that be? We already had Shabbos in Mara. That we already got. And this Shabbos we started to keep. Okay, we kept the Mara Dika Shabbos. And then comes the morning. We're Makabel Torah. So when we're Makabel Torah in the morning, so now we start a new Metzius of Shabbos. Why can't we say that? Why do we say no? Only the following week it truly became Shabbos. But according to what we said, we understand so perfectly now. The first part of Shabbos was a Mara Shabbos. There was no chalos of the real Shabbos, of the Sinai Shabbos. The Sinai Shabbos came along in the morning and it canceled out. That's what Sinai does. All bets canceled. It creates a completely new Metzius. All the tzivuim at Sinai. We don't do anything because of what happened earlier. We don't not eat Gid HaNashe because of Yaakov. We don't eat Gid HaNashe because the Torah told us not to eat Gid HaNashe. Because we got it at Sinai, like the Rambam says in the Perash Mishnayis in the 7th parak of Chulin. So when the Jewish people got Shabbos at Sinai, they didn't get it from the very start of Shabbos. They only got it later on in the day. And since we'd said that Shabbos either is a Metzias or isn't a Metzias, kumtois, that this Shabbos is not a Metzias. From a Sinaitic perspective. From the perspective of Shabbos Har Sinai. Because they only got it in the middle of the day. And it is. Or it isn't. And this Shabbos clearly isn't. Because when Shabbos began, they hadn't yet received the Torah. So this Shabbos of the Torah, of Sinai, didn't start at the very beginning of Shabbos. And we said, if Shabbos isn't for all 24 hours, then it isn't at all. You can't create a Metzias of Shabbos in the middle. And even if in the middle of Shabbos, the Metzias of Shabbos is misbattled, even for one moment, the whole thing is cancelled. And therefore, only the second Shabbos was the first, was only the second Shabbos after they got the Torah, only that became the first true Shabbos. Why? Because only then were they able to keep the whole, was there a Metzias of a 24-hour Shabbos. But beforehand, there was no such Metzias, because it only started in the middle of the day. However, one thing must be made exceedingly clear. This is all because we hadn't yet learned the Pasuk of Mechal Aleha Mos Yumas. Once we have the Pasuk of Mechal Aleha Mos Yumas, what does the Pasuk of Mechal Aleha Mos Yumas teach us? That Keheref Ayin, that you have to keep the whole, every second of Shabbos. So it teaches us that even if the entire Jewish people were Mechal Shabbos, even if Goyim were Makif Eretz Yisrael, and the whole Metzias of Shabbos became Bakul. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, the Havamin of the Medrash would be, that if Metzias of Shabbos is Bakul, there's no more Shabbos, the whole thing is cancelled. Come Ashmalon the Pasuk Mechal Aleha Mos Yumas Afilu Keherifayim, that no, we have to keep the rest of Shabbos. But that Pasuk was only said later. But the first Shabbos we had, we didn't have that Pasuk yet. So therefore, we stick with the original Havamina of the Mechilta. And that is, that Shabbos is Nekuda Achas She'ena Mischalekes. That you can't split up Shabbos. Either there is a Metzias of Shabbos, or there is not a Metzias of Shabbos. And since the first Shabbos we got, there was a moment where there wasn't a Metzias of Shabbos. So that means that the whole Shabbos can't be considered a true Shabbos. It's not a Sinai Shabbos, only the second Shabbos. Now, once we got the Pasuk of Mechal Aleha Mos Yumas, and from there we have the Jerusha, later on we have the Jerusha, that, in Kisisa, that even if Goyim surrounded Eretz Yisrael, meaning even if there was no Metzias of Shabbos for a few hours, we still have to keep the rest of Shabbos, so that's a new Chiddush Din. Now we have to keep the rest of Shabbos, even if Shabbos was canceled for a few minutes. But at Har Sinai we didn't have that yet, that very first Shabbos. So we only really start now the second Shabbos. The second Shabbos, the Shabbos after Matan Torah, that was the first Shabbos we kept as a true Shabbos. So sweetest friends, we said a lot, and we're just going to do a summary. Ani mekaveh she'atem iti adayin. Ma lamadnu? Lamadnu sheyesh mitzvah lishmor et ha-shabbat. Ve'yesh hava mina b'mechilta, שמי שחילל שבת עם גויים צרו על ישראל, עשו מצור, והיינו צריכים לחלל שבת, הייתי מעלה על דעתי לומר שלא צריכים לשמור אותה שבת אחרי המלחמה. אז בא הפסוק מלמד לא מחללי מות יומת חייבים לשמור שבת. ולמדנו שההב אמינה של המחילתא היא, שברגע שמתבטלת מציאות שבת, כבר השבת מתבטלת לגמרי. כבר אין שבת. כבר למפרע בתחילת השבת מתברר שלא היה שבת. כי או שכל השבת היא שבת קודש, או שהיא בכלל לא. ובא הפסוק ומחדש, מחללי המות יומת, שאפילו שבטלה מציאות של שבת למשך כמה שעות, בכל זאת חייבים להמשיך לשמור שבת אחרי שהמלחמה מסתיימת. ובדווקא נקטה המחילתא את הדוגמה הזאת של גויים שצרו על ישראל, כי אם מדובר ביחיד, לא הייתי אפילו מעלה על דעתי שיחיד שחילל שבת יכול לחלל להמשיך לחלל שבת. בוודאי ובוודאי, כל עוד שיש מציאות של שבת בעולם, אדם יכול לחלל שבת 100 פעם, זה לא נותן לו, זה לא נותן לו רשות לחלל שבת פעם נוספת. חייבים כל יחיד, ולכן בר מצווה, ילד שנהיה גדול באמצע השבת, הוא חייב להמשיך לשמור שבת מאותו רגע מדאורייתא. וכך גר שמתגייר, כי יש מציאות של שבת בעולם, ואותו אדם יכול להצטרף למציאות הזאת באמצע השבת. מה כן? לפני שהדרשה הזאת ניתנה, של מחללי המות יומת אפילו כהרף עין, שאפילו אם התבטלה, לפי המסקנה של המחילתא, אפילו אם התבטלה חלק מהשבת, חייבים לשמור על שאר שעות השבת, לפני החידוש הזה, כך באמת הייתה ההלכה. שאם בחלק מהשבת כבר אין מציאות של שבת, אז גם בשאר השבת אין מציאות של שבת. או שהיא כולה שבת, או שהיא בכלל לא שבת, כמו שהקדוש ברוך הוא, זה היה לגמרי שבת, מהרגע הראשון עד הרגע האחרון. ולכן, בשבת מתן תורה, מה היה? מכיוון שלא שמרנו על חלק מהשבת, כי שבת תרם ניתנה, ברגע שקיבלנו את השבת, זו לא הייתה השבת הראשונה. השבת הראשונה הייתה באמת השבת השנייה. כי השבת הראשונה זה לא היה מחמת סיני. זה שבת אחרת, זה שבת של מרה, שבת שקיבלנו קודם. כי שבת לא מתחלקת, וכאן אנחנו רוצים לחלק ולהגיד שחלק מהשבת היא שבת סיני. אי אפשר כך לומר, או זה שבת או שלא שבת. מה עם הדרשה במחילתא, מחללי המות יומת אפילו כהרף עין, שאפילו עם כל עם ישראל חיללו שבת, חייבים אחר כך להמשיך לשמור אותה שבת? ציווי זה נאמר מאוחר יותר, בפרשת כי תישא. נכון מאוד, פרשת כי תישא למדנו שאפילו מתבטלת מציאות שבת, אז חייבים לשמור שבת לאחר מכן, אחרי ש, 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 שכבר אין צורך לחלל שבת. אבל, כשאין מציאות בכלל של שבת, ומי יוצר את זאת אומרת, לפני החידוש של המדרש, כשאין מציאות של שבת, באמת כמו אהב המינה, של המחילתא, לא חייבים, או שזה כולה שבת, או שבכלל לא. ולכן, אם בחלק מהשבת, אין מציאות של שבת, היא כבר לא נחשבת שבת. ומה יוצר את המציאות של שבת למדנו? עם ישראל, על ידי המניין שלנו. והוכחנו את זה מהדין של אדם שהולך במדבר, שהספירה שלו, היא הקובעת את השבת. לו יצויר מציאות שכל עם ישראל מאבד את החשבון, אז כבר אין שבת, אנחנו צריכים ליצור מעצמנו את השבת. אבל כל עוד שאנחנו יודעים, יש שבת, לא צריך בדין, אבל צריך שאנחנו נדע את המניין. וזה מקד שבקיימה על ידי עם ישראל זה מתקדש. זה לא לגמרי בשמיים. עם ישראל גם צריך לדעת את המניין. וזה מה שלמדנו, ואלו דברים פשוט, כמו שאמרתי לפני כן, מדהימים. חידוש, a groundbreaking חידוש. ואם, and if somebody out there has kashas, terutzim, rayas for this mahalach, I would love to hear. You can call me 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I would mamash love to hear some haoris in this year. Because I'm walking around, I'm shaking from the magnitude of the novelty of the ideas that we presented today. So thank you for sticking with me through this somewhat complex pilpul. And I wish everybody, Kadosh Baruch Hu, should be memali kol mashal oslipchem letova. And you should always be zocha, now that we have the Shabbos of Sinai, we know Shabbos is a matana, We should be zocha always to enjoy the geshmak and matan of Shabbos and bekar of mamish. We should be zocha to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.